Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oklahoma fans, let's have a conversation. Lay down the weapons at the door. We're just gonna talk, okay? Cool. I get it. I get that this channel, these guys have been very cruel to your football team. They don't believe in you in 2024. They don't think that you can be a contender. They don't think that you're going to do much. And I understand that you're a proud fan base. You just want to see the Sooners shine. And you've beaten Texas all the time in the last two decades that you think you deserve that same type of praise. And I'm kind of with you on this one. So today I figured let's break down why I believe Oklahoma could be the surprise team in the SEC for 2024. But what's going on, SEC Unfiltered? It's Cole Thompson here. I'm not Dave. I'm not Chris. I like the Sooners. Make sure that you like, rate, and hit subscribe down below because we're talking college football every single day. Leave a comment with your thoughts on Oklahoma going into 2024. Do you think that they can make it to the college football playoff? Do you think that they'll fall apart by midseason and they'll collapse underneath the pressure? Do they need to fire Brent Venables? Make sure that you're also downloading the podcast version of the show. Leave a review over there. 1 star if you hate it. 5 stars if you love it. Tell us what you want to hear on this channel because we're all about making you guys, the fans, the loyal listeners happy. Make sure that you're also following us on social media, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, wherever you see fit, at SEC Unfiltered. Follow me on my own YouTube channel, at Mr. Cole Thompson. I talk national football over there, every single conference, every single team. Follow me on social media, at Mr. Cole Thompson. And to keep up with the number one content surrounding your favorite conference and the conference that just means more, make sure that you visit secunfiltered.com. Oklahoma, to me, could end up being the team that comes out of nowhere. They rise from the ashes. They're not mentioned in any preseason material. And lo and behold, here we are talking about them going to Atlanta. Here we are talking about them making it to the college football playoff. Here we are talking about them actually competing for a national title. And I know it's crazy because you look at their schedule. It's actually a bit challenging. There are some daunting dates on the record. But I don't think many people know what Oklahoma is. And that's kind of a good thing, isn't it? Isn't that kind of interesting? You know what Georgia is going into 2024. A hell-bent contender poised to make it to the college football playoff, probably win another national title. You know what Texas is going into this year. A team that last season made it to the CFP, was a throwaway of going to the national championship, returns its starting quarterback, and has some question marks all across the board. You know what Alabama is. A team that's probably going to be taking a step back from what we've known about Nick Saban. I don't think many people know at all what version of Oklahoma we're getting because they're so nuanced. There's so many new pieces being added into the mix, and there's so much hype surrounding every other program, Ole Miss, Missouri. You could throw Kentucky into that fold as well. And we're not bringing up Oklahoma, which makes them one of the more scary teams to face on Saturdays in the SEC. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart because if I do look at this roster, and there are some holes, there are some question marks, but there's also a lot of positivity. You bring in Jackson Arnold and Dillon Gabriel, whether or not you believed was the right solution for your team, left because of he knew who was waiting in the wings. Nobody just departs a program like the Sooners because they don't think that this is the right fit for them, especially after playing there for 2 years. You leave because if you know the person behind you has a shot at beating you out for the job. And so Arnold, regardless of what he looked like in the spring game, regardless of what he looked like in the bowl game, is a quarterback with high upside. He's a quarterback that can make every single throw, deliver clean, precise passes downfield, find his way into the end zone, has a little bit of mobility to him, and is learning a brand new offense that wasn't even catered to him last season. Jeff Levy's gone. Now you're bringing in Seth Luttrell. And I think that the helmet in the voice system, the voice in the helmet system is going to be wonders for this team, mainly because Luttrell can see every single coverage out on the field with 15 seconds left and then tell his quarterback, hey, this is what I'm seeing. Here's where you need to go with the football. And nobody's going to know any difference. Nobody on the defensive side is going to be able to adjust. They're going to have to play to that strength. And the other part that's really interesting, I think this team can be special because of what they brought in. Deion Burks. I didn't mention him in my video not too long ago talking about what was the best transfers. And I apologize for that, Sooners fan. Some of you called me out for it. But I do believe that Deion Burks can be one of the best receivers in college football this year. You watch the way he played at Purdue. You watch his swift, seemingly clean routes be able to work his way up and down West Lafayette. He can do that, Norman. He can do that against really good teams. He can do that against really anybody. And you're already seeing the connection between these two.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
They just added in Demonic Williams from TCU. That's a bulldozing bruiser up the middle at defensive tackle. And defense, again, is going to be a strength. At one point, this was one of the best defenses, not in the Big 12, one of the best defenses in college football. And they return over 60% of that unit. That's scary. That's dangerously scary. People all the time want to talk about how there's things that just can't be done because we haven't seen it before. Well, you've never seen Texas win the SEC championship game. You know what you have seen? Texas overhype itself at the start of the year like the Dallas Cowboys do almost every offseason and then fall apart by the year end. We've seen that before. We've seen before Alabama go on epic runs. We've also seen Alabama not live up to expectations. But what happened? Oh, they haven't been able to go 0-10 before in college football conference play. Doesn't mean it can't. It doesn't mean it can't. And it's the same thing goes for Oklahoma. Just because you haven't done it doesn't mean you can't. They have the right personnel. I love their offensive line, even though it is a bit of a question mark. I love their defensive line, and I love their linebacking core. I think that they could be one of the best overall teams in college football simply based off of what is returning. And the craziest part of all when it comes to a team like Oklahoma, nobody knows what to expect, which at the same time not only makes them dangerous, but it kind of makes them unpredictable. They could end up being a 10-2 roster, or they could end up being 2-10. Nobody really has any idea, and maybe that's okay. You know what also is okay? Visiting Prize Picks. If you haven't heard about Prize Picks, number one, what are you doing? And number two, let me tell you about the number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in the action while playing your favorite sport and representing your favorite players. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct selections. Turn $10 into $1,000, $100 into $10,000 simply by betting on basketball, hockey, college baseball, and so much more. If you want to find out more information, go visit prizepicks.com or download the Prize Picks app today. Use the promo code SECU for a first-time deposit that matches up to $100. That promo code is SECU to redeem your deposit match on your bonus today. Pick more, pick less. It's easy with our friends over at Prize Picks. And tell them that SECU, Cole Thompson, sent you. Back to Oklahoma. You look at their schedule this year. Don't kid yourself. There are some challenging games ahead. And this is all going to come down to how Jackson Arnold plays. This is all going to come down to how this offense looks underneath Seth Luttrell and how quickly can this defense adapt with new players coming on in and others having to step up for the veterans that departed this university last year. First three games, they're challenging, but they're manageable. Temple, Houston, Tulane. Tulane is going to be one of the best group of five schools in the country because of who is in charge. It's no longer Willie Fritz. It's John Summerall, but he is a damn good coach, and he's probably going to be waiting in the wings not too long to find a job at the Power 5 level. Then you play Tennessee. The good news, Josh Heupel's coming home. The bad news, Tennessee has good offense, but they also have a misky defense. You look at James Pierce, great pass rusher. You know what they don't have? A secondary. You know what's held them out of the college football playoff the last few years? Their fly zone secondary. And no, it's not a fly. It is not a no-fly zone. People are swarming through it left and right. And with the wide receivers that you have in Norman, you could easily go ahead and slice and dice this team up. No questions about it. You then go ahead and play Auburn at Auburn. And then you have, of course, the game of all games. You have the Red River. And it's right in the heart of Dallas. And we've seen the story play out before, where Texas will end up having the better record. Texas will end up having the better ambiance. They'll be the highest rated program in all of college football. And then lo and behold, they end up losing to Oklahoma. We've watched the story. We've seen the tale. It could happen again. It wouldn't shock me if it happened again, especially when you look at Texas and what they're going to be looking ahead to. After that, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Maine, Missouri, Alabama, LSU. There are these teams where I consider guaranteed wins. I look at an Ole Miss schedule. I consider them a guaranteed win almost every single week. I look at Missouri's schedule. Outside of probably two or three games, I would say they are a guaranteed win. And then there are teams that are coin flips. Teams that could end up winning if things go their way, could end up losing if things start to crumble at the last second. It's all based off of the consistency. And Oklahoma, to me, is a coin flip team against every single matchup except two. I do not think that they will be able to beat Ole Miss this year. I'm sorry. I'm okay with admitting that. I just don't see it. And I don't think right now, the way that they are built, they can beat Missouri. But never say never. That's a coin flip game, potentially. Let's go through the roster and see. Every other game is a coin flip. Alabama, absolute coin flip. They're getting ready to play Auburn the next weekend in a new era of college football. Don't think for one second that Kalen DeBoer is not going to be feeling a little bit of pressure. Get ready for his first Iron Bowl. LSU, it's a coin flip. I know this offense is really good. I don't know what this defense is going to be. They could be 9-3. They could be 11-1. They could be 7-5. It's easily that way. You look at Tennessee, offensively, great. Defensively, not so much. Coin flip game. Texas, I know Texas brought in a ton of names via the portal. I don't know if Quinn Ewers is the right guy. I don't. And I definitely don't know for a fact if we're going to see this version of Texas be able to emulate itself in the SEC. So coin flip game. You know what else is a coin flip game? South Carolina. And I think that potentially you could also throw in Auburn. Both coin flip games. So you're looking at a roster that right now there is no guarantee that you go 7-5. There's also no guarantee that you go 11-1. That's what makes Oklahoma so crazy in all of this. Yeah, I'm not Dave. I'm not Chris. I'm not one of those guys who's going to go ahead and banter and bicker and say, Oklahoma can't get it done. Yeah, do I agree with them that their schedule is a little bit more risque compared to others? Yes. Does that mean that Oklahoma has to lay down and die year one in the SEC with Brett Venables, one of the more underappreciated coaches in college football? No. So why are we even going down this pathway? Absolutely, if you are an Oklahoma fan, you should be feeling a little bit of positivity. You should be feeling like your team is trending in the right direction. You got 10 wins last year. You beat Texas at a neutral site location, and you've owned Texas's ass for over two decades. You should have the positivity. Don't let anybody else put you down. Let Cole Thompson tell you that Oklahoma, you're in a good spot going into 2024. You are the surprise team, in my opinion. I can see you going in a variety of different ways. And you know what? That's a thought that makes me a little bit nervous, but also something that makes college football great. Do not be shocked if Oklahoma is that surprise team and you see when the rankings appear for a dozen dance in the college football playoff, the Sooners as one of those in the 12 spots. I will not be shocked, and neither should you in those more.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.